Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Titan Technoplast Q1 FY25 earnings conference call, hosted by Kavirat Securities Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference call is recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhijit Mukesh Purohit from Kavirat Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Manav. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Kavirat Securities Private Limited welcomes you all for Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of Titan Technoplast Limited. Today, from the management team, we have with us Mr. Bharat Kumar Wagheria, Managing Director, Mr. Raghupathy Thiagarajan, Whole-time Director, Mr. Sandeep Modi, Senior VP Accounts and Corporate Planning, and Mr. Hemant Soni, VP Legal and Corporate Affairs. Now, without any further delays, I hand the call over to Mr. Bharat Kumar Wagheria for his opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you for introducing us, Mr. Abhijit. A very good afternoon to everybody. We are here today to discuss our results for Q1 of FY25 and to review our outlook for the remaining of the year. We are excited to start the year on a positive note with a year-on-year volume growth of 16% and revenue increase of 14%. This growth is primarily driven by the strong demand in industrial packaging and a notable 32% rise in our CNG composite cylinder business. Additionally, our profit after tax for Q1 has been a remarkable surge of 41% year-on-year, thanks to improved capacity utilization and reduced finance and depreciation cost. The demand for Type 4 composite cylinder for CNG casket remains strong, with an order book of approximately 175 crores. There is significant growth in sales of the validated product, including composite cylinder for LPG and CNG, and a stable core industrial packaging business, which is 76%. We are optimistic about our performance for the rest of the year. Now, turning out the financial, with the results have already been announced, let's review some of the key financial and operational highlights together. During the Q1 FY25, on a consolidated basis, company got the net sales stood at 1,231 crore, as against the previous year, same period was 1,080 crores. EBITDA 175 crores, as against 148 crores previous year, same quarter. Profit after tax 79 crores, as against 56 crores. In terms of the percentage, net sales increased by 14%, and you know that we have a presence, manufacturing presence in the other 10 countries, overseas countries, where we got India revenue 14%, overseas revenue 13%. Growth is there in revenue. Volume growth 16% overall, which includes India 16%, almost same in overseas also, overseas around 15%. We have seen the 2% gap between the volume growth and revenue growth. That is because of the prices variance and exchange rate variance it is there. And you know that almost 92% business we have a B2B, where price increase or decrease, we have a system of passing to the customer. Now, the EBITDA increase, you have seen 18%, and the PAT increase 41%, which is reflecting in the 79 crores and 56 crores. Now, EBITDA margin stood at 14.2%, as against last year's same period, 13.7%, improvement of 50 basis points due to the higher share value of the validated products and improvement in the capacity utilization. In this also, you remember, I have also said last time there will be the improvement of 20-30 basis points every year-on-year, because as the validated product sale is going to be increased, the EBITDA margin will be reflect and will give the increase. Now, share of the business, established product versus validated product, In Q1 FY25, the value-added product grew by 19% as compared to Q1 FY24, while the established product grew by 12%. The share of the value-added product has been 25% of the total sales in FY25, as against 24% in Q1 FY24. Share of the India and overseas business is the same as corresponding quarter previous year, 63%, 37%. EBITDA margin in India is 14.4% and overseas 13.9%. I want to give one clarification. In India, we manufacture all value-added products and the established products, but overseas, we do only the packaging products. Therefore, you have seen the EBITDA percentage margin is higher in India. Net cash from operating activity in the quarter one is 67 crores. Yes, as companies focus, reduction of the debt will continue. In Q1 also, debt is reduced by 38 crores compared to end of the March 2024. CapEx, over the year estimation I had given in the beginning itself, which is around 175 crores, but CapEx incurred in the quarter one was 39 crores, which includes 18 crores regular maintenance CapEx, which is towards the capacity, brownfield expansion, re-engineering, and automation for established product, and balance 21 crores towards the value-added products, mainly IBC and the composite products. Now, consolidated company restructuring, I know that everybody would like to listen about what is the status of that Middle East business, which we have agreed to disinvest, which is 50% of the Middle East business. Now, I am pleased to tell you that the due diligence part has been completed, and as the balance, we are estimating of transaction, including the realization of money, should come in the next 45-60 days' time because both the parties have appointed the legal counsel to complete the transactions. Now, I would like to open the floor to answer a specific question. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. I repeat, you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. I remind all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Ganesh, a shareholder. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, Ganesh.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the excellent performance. A couple of questions, sir.
Yeah.
Going by last year's growth, what would be the possible revenue for CNT cascades this year? And at full capacity utilization, what is the CNT cascade revenue possible?
Yeah, what we can do is you can give me all the questions, so I will answer you all the questions at a time instead of one by one. So your first question is about the CNT business, right?
Correct, sir.
Yeah.
Next question is, we have achieved a really good 13.1% EBITDA with the established products this quarter. How repeatable is it? That is one. Third is, any plan for next cascade expansion? Because last time, I think we had a lead time of maybe 1 year between planning and completion. And my last question is, what is our power cost as percentage of our revenue?
Power cost?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So first question, you asked about the CNT business, particularly about this quarter only. If you have gone through the earnings presentation, we have given separately figure, but again, I will give to you. This quarter, as far as CNT.
Full year.
Okay. I got it. You know that in CY24, we did the business of around 310 crores for 308 crores exactly for the CNT businesses, right? Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can hear you.
And this year is concerned, CNG, this quarter is concerned, we got the value of around 73 crore. Last year, same period was 55 crore. But as you know, CNG business, as 308 crore we did last year, then there is LPG composite product also, business is there around 200 crore. Both put together, around 510 crore was there. So we are estimating, as far as this current year is concerned, is full year, composite, CNG and LPG together. CNG, we are estimating around 450 crore business this year. CNG.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir.
And then LPG continue because... Yeah. LPG will continue-
Full utilization or part utilization, sir?
Pardon, please.
Is that at full utilization or part utilization, sir?
Utilization, I can't tell you because of sometimes some disturbance come in that area because, full utilization. I have a full utilization. I can say the optimum utilization, which is we consider as a 90%-95%.
Got it, sir.
But when we are talking with this thing, you know that we have expansion line in progress, which we are expecting to be completed. The project have been identified as expansion in the western zone only, and which you will see the completion will be there, in, I can say, by end of the Q3, something I'm getting the building ready. So in Q1, my expansion plan also will be ready, which I have told there is some delay happened this year because of the election delay and continuation of some Russia-Ukraine war, which is delaying some delivery of the, my equipment. And in addition to that, we all aware that Hamas-Israel problem has also created. So because resulting, there is a delay of 4-5 months in this project. But anyway, we are on the line. My team are regularly contacting in the supplier, and initially, we wanted to take trial all the items together, but one by one items, my team is going and taking the trial of the items. Certain low items which are locally to be purchased, that already have been placed. So I think you will be, we'll be ready in Q1, Q4 of this FY 2025, we'll be ready with the expansion. So next year, you will get a full potential of the CNG expansion completely.
Got it, sir.
Ganesh?
Got it. So I asked about the EBITDA, how sustainable it is for the-
In fact, I tell you, as far as especially EBITDA for CNG, LPG, no, but I talk always EBITDA on the composite basis, because we have a various composite products are there, and that's all depend on the cost of the equipment thing. But normally, we worked out the pricing in such a way, the overall contribution in, including all the things, in the range of around 18%.
Got it, sir. So my last question was regarding the power cost.
Power cost, right?
Power cost percentage. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Power cost in terms of the percentage to revenue is around 3% of the revenue. But you know that in India, all the states have a different unit rate, something, each of the state is having their own, like Daman Silvassa rate different, now other states rate have a different. But now good power you, we are also working out very closely how the power cost can be, reduction can be made, because government good policy has worked out now for the, in this budget itself, and government is also focusing to use of the solar power. So our company focus is also there, how we can reduce the power cost. Because in our processing industry, you will find the power cost, unit consumption is in the range of around 0.8, 0.9 per kg unit is there. So definitely, we are trying ourselves to reduce currently 10% power by using the green energy we have already done in the solar. But overall, we are targeting to achieve the rate of 30%.
By the year.
By the year end, and that's, we are working on that. So definitely power cost, because in our kind of the business, power cost, manpower cost, and the raw material, these are the three main components.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Sir, thank you for the answers, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand well.
Thank you, Ganesh.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Rishi Kothari from Pi Square Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah.
On good set of numbers.
Yeah.
Sir, okay, so I have a couple of questions. First thing is, on the top line side, any projected growth that we expect for, let's say, 2-3 years down the line for the company, any targets that we have for the...
Yeah, I got it. You told me a couple of questions. You can give me all the questions.
Yeah.
I will answer. You want to know top line for the at least next 3 years visibility, right?
Yeah. And my second question is, you have on the slide 9, you have given some highlights on the e-rickshaw battery containers and all sort of thing. So can you just throw some light on it? And my third question would be on the margin front. We are expecting the same or more or less increase in margin front eventually, let's say 2-3 years down the line at the same time.
Margins, yes.
So these are the three questions.
Okay, good. I think I'll give first answer to you. You know that whenever I talk, you would like to have a CAGR of 15% in our revenue. And because you know that we are into various kind of the packaging product, established product, we have a packaging which is almost 76% of our revenue. Then we have other products like composite product where we have seen the growth in the last 2 years also over 30%. Packaging business, we are estimating growth of around 10 to 12%. So I can say the combined growth we are estimating around the 15% or above that. That's only we can satisfy by getting this growth. And this growth we are going to get in India and overseas business both put together. You have seen that our business between India and overseas is almost, overseas we do 37%, India 63%. So combined both to put together at 15%, in terms of the revenue you are asking me, last year revenue we did around 5,000 crores. So definitely 3 years down we would like to have, I can say the revenue of around 7,500 crores. We'll try our best to do that. In other thing, you ask about the margins, yes. You have seen the EBITDA margin. When the value-added product sales is increasing, currently which is contributing value-added sales is around 25%. In 3 years down the lines, we are projecting it will be 35%. Because the packaging products we are estimating growth of 12%, composite product we are estimating growth of over 30%. So combined, when the value-added products sales is increasing, when the margins are reasonably good, so EBITDA margin, definitely you will see the expanded between the range. I can say the current has achieved 14.2%. We can definitely achieve in the 3 years down the line, maybe 15.5% somewhere, or even above that. And along with the margin, I think a third other point you asked about the e-rickshaw batteries. In last, this is batteries, in fact, directly Time Techno is company not doing, but we have one subsidiary called NAD Energy Limited, who has a plant in Hyderabad. So our team has taken R&D to develop this battery of the advanced TBS transparent container batteries, which is again requirement of the railway department, and another e-rickshaw batteries, which is not a VRLA battery, in fact. So it's a low-cost batteries and low-maintenance batteries. So this development we have asked to get, it will be developed in a 6 months' time. Process, I think prototype is already completed, submitted for sample. And in the next 3 to 4 months time, this product will be ready. In fact, this business, I just give you the brief, because in the battery business, Time Technoplast Limited is invested 65 crores and having this product in the separate company. That is called NAD Energy and Power Build. And that company, both the companies are revenue in the range of 125 crores. Okay. And they may be supplying batteries, though the inverter batteries, railway signal batteries, solar batteries, and that kind of the product they have. So this additional development we are doing with the investment-wise also, very small investment is estimated, which I can tell you in the range of around 5 to 7 crores they are investing. But the potential of this business may be around 100 crores for this, both the batteries which is taken under the development in the near 2 years' time. Right?
Okay, so right now we are projecting that this is a contribution of the year of 100 crores, 3 years, 4 years.
Yes, yes. Definitely it is workable looking to the market demand and this kind of the batteries which we are developing.
So right now it is contributing how much?
No, right now it's a development stage. It is, this company, existing other batteries are already there. With the solar batteries are there, inverter batteries are there, industrial batteries are there. That telecom sector batteries are there. They are contributing 125 crores. But potential for development, after development of this battery, in the 2 years' time, these two batteries can give the business of additional business of around 50 to 75 crores. And company estimating business in the next 3 years' time, which is currently 125 crores, may reach to 250 crores in the 3 years' time.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Got it. And also one more additional question. On our CapEx front, what are we targeting for FY25 as a whole, and where all will be doing the investment for CapEx?
Yeah, yeah. I, as I mentioned, and always again clarifying you, as far as whole year CapEx when I talk, it's a consolidated basis CapEx I talk. And it's around 175 crores which we have projected for this FY24-25, which is inclusive of some kind of the automation, re-engineering to maintain the capacity, brownfield expansion, where we do around 75 to 80 crores and 100 crores on account of the value-added product expansion, which includes projects for the packaging product IBC especially and composite product the CNG. These are the two major products which is under the composite products. And some other development is always ongoing development of the LPG, some kind of the new model, some kind of the development in the existing modes that is going to be continued. So total 175 crore projecting. One another I would like to give addition from my side. If you were on the last conference call, where company management has identified disposable of the non-core assets of 90 crores rupees, which is targeting to keep to get the realization value. And the 90 crores, I am pleased to tell you that already one transaction has been completed. Something is processed. This is going to be completed this quarter, where I am estimating to get around 30 crores and balance 60 crores also will be targeting to next 9 months time, because the 90 crore non-core assets which is identified on account of the land and building and some kind of the small projects which company had took the R&D and their products are ready, which as a size looking, the size of our company, we don't want to go in that project. Therefore, we will give to the other parties who would like to go in that business. So all discussions are on. So I am targeting at least out of 90 crores, at least 50-60 crores should be recovered in the current year. So if we see the net of the capex after non-core asset disposable, it will be around 125 crores.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much for the clarity. Yeah. So you know, we are trying to diversify or you know consolidate the non-core assets out of the business and focusing on the core assets, just to increase the ROE and ROC for the
company. You got it. You got it, Rishi. Because ROC, you know that I have kept the ourselves target to achieve 18% by March 25. And 20% by March 26. That is possible. All factors are there. Increase the EBITDA margins, reduce the working capital cycle time, which is around 100 days. And other things, improve the margin, value-added product sales will increase, and the use of the assets for the so turnover can be the more.
Okay, got it. And just the last question on this thing. What are the competitive landscape you're looking in the industry right now compared to our company? So what do you think would be the competitors that more or less can hinder this type of growth for us? Or is there something different you're looking at?
No, Rishi, I could not get to your question this clearly. Let my colleague Raghupati will answer you this.
Admittedly, competitive landscape would get segregated business-wise, Rishi, because we are, as you would know, that we are in different segments of business that are there. When we look at the industrial packaging, we are of course a leading player in this country, and with our presence in about 11 countries globally, we are there in the top three even on a global front as well. So when we look at competitive landscapes globally, we are there doing very well. There are the industry leaders are there along with us, and we are shoulder to shoulder carrying all these businesses as well. All respectively in the other businesses also, we are, whether it is related to infrastructure pipes or composites, we are definitely in the podium position itself. Composites, of course, we are number one with a very broad, you know, presence in terms of composite cylinders in LPG, CNG and even the ensuing hydrogen business. So we are there leading the challenge in terms of development and being able to capitalize on the new opportunities that are coming by. So we are able to see that we are having podium positions in most of the businesses that we are there and leading the growth through development in the emerging business areas.
Okay, sir. Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm John Bajaj.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Sir, just wanted to understand, now if we look at our balance sheet which we reported last, on March 24, we were having a net debt of 676 crores. So just wanted to know the how shall we look at the payout of this debt or the reduction over the next 2 to 3 years?
Oh, I think you are giving me the too much time. I'll tell you, as you remember, I have told you in the next 2.5 years, I would like to have a debt-free. Looking to do my plan, business plan of the companies, and definitely we are working on the directions.
Sir, the deal that we have, the Middle East that you closed, I mean, when are we likely to get the money for that deal?
Oh, I have clearly mentioned here. I have clearly mentioned on this, you see the page number. I have clearly mentioned on
The next 90 days.
Yeah, I have just explained that 45 to 60 days we are going to realize that money of the sale proceeds.
So by end of September, we should see our debt coming back there, approximately of that
Yeah, we are keeping the finger crossed.
Sir, looking at the current profitability and the current revenue growth that we are doing it, so for FY 2025, definitely you guided for 175 crores of CapEx. But if I want to look for another 4 years, 5 years down the line, how shall we look at the CapEx cycle or the future growth prospects for the company?
Jatin, I'm very frank with you. 3 year visibility there, I can't commit for the 5 years, but one thing I am sure, as I have mentioned to you, 15% CAGR for the next 3 years' time. In three, not 3 years we will take, it will take 2 years now to become a debt-free. Now, as far as business plannings are concerned, currently product which we have to do lot of things in CNG project, especially CNG and hydrogen. Hydrogen, we have business not yet projected, but we know very huge opportunity is there. But realistic level, we will able to work out in when we will, around the 25 end, we will able to work out hydrogen cylinder requirement and market. And then we will decide about the CapEx plan. Currently, if you ask me for next 3 years CapEx plan, which includes 75 to 80 years on account of the maintenance CapEx, regular CapEx to maintain my existing capacity, maintaining my existing cost of the manufacturing for the per kg basis, and looking to my present expansion plan of the composite cylinders and LPG brownfield development, whatever required. I am not expecting any CapEx increase more than 150 crore, at least for next 3 years average.
Okay, so altogether 450 crores of CapEx.
Yes, 450 crores, you can definitely count it. Out of that, around 50-90 crores we will get from the non-core assets also. And this I have included in my expansion in the overseas locations also. Brownfield expansion will continue because at certain location already my capacity utilization is in the range of around 85% in some of the countries. So where we will do the brownfield expansion. And that is quite, we have internal accruals available, so we'll do the source of the financing for that only.
Sure, sir.
And I am taking the increasing, whatever we are talking, debt-free and everything, I am considering the increasing the payout ratio also, which is currently as a 15% payout ratio is there as a Time Techno, which ourselves we are targeting to increase time by time 2 to 3% every year we are targeting to increase.
So good to hear that, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. All the best.
Thank you, Jatin.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next participant is from the line of Tushar Vasuja from Yogi Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, Tushar, thank you.
So, my first question is that, what was the domestic volume growth for IBC and HDPE drums?
Okay. It's a good question. As I think we are projecting, it's come under the packaging product. If you ask me the IBC and this packaging product, e-growth in the range of around 12% to 14%. As the chemical industry is growing, we are also estimating same level growth, and we have also achieved the same level of growth in this Q1 also.
Sir, I am asking, what was the domestic volume growth for this quarter, year-on-year?
Year-on-year growth is there. Just a minute, I think I have mentioned to you, it is in packaging business. Volume growth, if you ask me, the India is revenue growth 14%, India volume growth is 16%, and in overseas, same revenue growth 13%, overseas 15%, yes.
Okay, sir. So my next question is that how has the increase of freight cost affected exports in general and your company too, because you are affected by the amount of exports from the country. So how has the freight cost and container unavailability affected you?
One thing I'm telling you, we are in the business, major businesses in India, where we got 67% in India, 63% in India and 37% overseas business. One thing I'm clarifying you, overseas business means we don't export from India. That local manufacturing, that all 10 countries, they are manufacturing their own for supplying their country. So very, very negligible effect as far as freight containers are concerned. It affects us only when we do the imports. And imports always be talked with the supplier on the CIF basis contract. So be there, look out whether the freight is increased or what, because we have a certain pricing formula for the imports, certain link to the international prices, and we buy that material. And we have also, almost in import side, I will tell you, as far as India is concerned, we have the raw material cost, which is almost around 67-68% of our product cost. Out of that also, we do around 60% imports and 40% we are buying locally. And the import is also coming from nearby countries, that is Middle East. That was not affected in terms of the freight hike or anything, because Red Sea problem was not there in the Middle East countries. Red Sea problem was coming when the consignment is coming from USA, Europe and Southeast Asia. So we have a very, very, in terms of the very minor imports from that regions. And as far as export is concerned, as we do export of only over this composite product, these LPG cylinders, which we are supplying to various 48 countries, but that always on the negotiation basis, when price increase, we ask to the customer, and always we worked out in a pricing such a way that we should get our minimum earning margin, what we have decided, and then we add the certain customer buy on the delivery at this port, Navasheva port, then they take their own shipping company. If they want to we negotiate and give them. But in terms of the value, export is very, very negligible. When my our composite business itself, I can say 10% out of that, 10%, 8% business are doing in India. If you ask me the overall value of the business, around 2% we are exporting, very, very negligible. So freight effects will not be much in that.
I'm sorry, sir, maybe I was not clear enough. I'm asking this question because I think a few days back, one of your peers did a call and they said that the export, the volume export from chemical and specialty chemicals from India have decreased. And that's the that's why their packaging division has not done that well. So I'm asking you, how have you been affected by the freight cost? Because your customers have been exporting less.
You call indirectly, yes, I tell you, my Raghupati will explain to you. But I tell you, we provide the packaging product to the customer who take their chemical and they do the export.
Admittedly, we are dependent on our customers' potential to be able to export. You're right, some part of the businesses does get affected because of the increases in the freight, because of the Hamas fallout that has happened. There is a reschedule of shipments that has taken place. Shipments that are going especially to the US and Europe have got affected, but there is a delay that is being experienced. People have negotiated better freight realization from the customers, but overall we have not been able to really see any cancellations or reduction in terms of the volumes. The consignments are getting rescheduled, and we are in a position to make sure our fulfillment of the requirements are happening very regularly.
Okay, sir. Okay. And sir, my next question is that you mentioned the potential market for type 4 CNG cylinders. I want to ask, why was there no mention of commercial vehicles or passenger vehicles in that?
Yes, that's a product in development. The current approval that has been obtained is for mobility or transportation of gas on a bulk basis. The application for commercialization normally takes has a development period of anywhere between 2 to 3 years, you know. We are in the stage of initial part of the development as the cylinders will get ready when the new projects come in. There are different multiple sizes that will be in requirement because there are different trucks that will be using these cylinders. There are different sizes that will be applicable. We are shortlisting those variables with the OEM manufacturers as well. And as we start developing these products, etc., there is a development cycle of anywhere between 2 to 3 years minimum with these OEMs for new product development. So in the next 2 to 3 years, we are not really able to see that happening, but it is definitely there on the anvil.
And would it be fair to assume that you will focus more on commercial vehicles more than passenger vehicles?
Of course, that is how the composite cylinders growth happens globally. It is the commercial vehicles which are the first one to pounce on the benefit because high-pressure cylinders, composites being lightweight as they are, they will give you that benefits of longer range and being able to save on the fuel and being able to go non-stop. So all these benefits will be the first to be pounced by the commercial vehicle manufacturers. And that would we would be able to see, even when it comes to the passenger vehicles, we will see the commercial part of the passenger vehicles who are the first ones to take it. The next range would be the one which will come on the passenger vehicles will be the domestic users or so-called individual customers that are there. That is a call that will be taken by the OEMs.
That's helpful, sir. And I have one last question. Like you mentioned in a previous call about selling off the NED division. So, like, what are your thoughts on it? Would you sell it off or do you see a potential over there and you want to keep the business?
Yeah, I have mentioned to you that as the business, some of the development is ongoing. If you heard my last conversation with somebody, has asked me about the development of e-rickshaw batteries and that's ongoing. But yes, you are right because we have a lot of things to do on the composite products in Time Technoplast Limited. Yes, in fact, what happened, I mentioned last time also that currently we have appointed the new CEO last year. And he's looking after business. He has given his estimation for the next 3 years' time. He will give the revenue of around 250 to 300 crores, which we are targeting as my company. We have invested around 65 crores. If we'll get 3 times of our investment, definitely we'll exit. But to get that value, we'll have to do certain developments, looking to the market requirement, and we are open for discussion of that. So definitely, if you ask me 3 years down the line, so either we will go whole hog in this business of the batteries or because we are not as a looking at the size of our revenue of when 3 years down the line we are talking 7,500 crores and to continue a business of 250 crores in a separate company is not justifiable. So definitely we will look for the disinvestment in the next 3 years' time as far as battery business is concerned and for that we are keeping our eyes are open.
Okay, so that answers all of my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move on to the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Suhas Nayak from Krita Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir.
First,
my first question is about your value-added product portfolio. Now, you are targeting a higher value-added component going forward.
Yeah.
You must be evaluating your business based on per kg margin, if I'm not wrong.
No, you are correct. Everybody will do
so in that case, how you see this per kg margin behaving over the next 3 years from current levels? Any guidance on that?
No. I tell you, value-added product is a combination of IBC, compressive product, LPG, CNG, hydrogen, MOX, everything, most of the products are increased.
Yeah.
We don't sell on the kg basis, I tell you, actually. It is not workable. When we do the product costing, we know that we should have a reasonable margin considering the involvement of the capital, considering the R&D cost which we incurred every year on the development product. So only it is not a composite product. It's not a polymer product which easily you can convert in the kg terms or something.
Okay.
So item to item difference. For example, you will ask me today, oh, battery products. How you will sell the battery in kg? Because batteries goes in the different cable, even IBC, we don't sell on the kg basis. It's the performance basis, what is ultimately usable. And every product has a different variant available. So easily cannot be converted directly everything in the kg.
Do you use return on capital as a benchmark for pricing the product?
You got it right. In fact, I do. I'm very clear. In fact, if you ask me, ROCE, which is 2 years back, it was 14%, which I am keeping target of 20% in the next 2 years time. 2 years time is March 24th. We are the last year only. I had given a target that by 24 we should have a 16%, by 25 we should have 18, and we should have a 20 by March 26. I am very clear. Three things we have kept in our mind. We would like to have a 3 years time. We should be have a debt free. ROC should be 20% next year time. And my valuated product sale, which is currently 25%, in the 3 years time, I am targeting to increase to 35%.
Got it.
And again, I am adding working capital cycle time, which one point of time was 115 days, which is reduced to around 100 days. But if you ask me the 3 years down the line, my working capital cycle time, net working segment average is 85 to 90 days. So these all contribution will increase the ROC.
Great. One general question, sir, I wanted to know. Most of your products must be reusable. So how are they reusable, first of all?
No, I think my colleague director will answer you this question.
Yes, when it comes to industrial packaging, they are reusable and we thank they are reusable. I mean, basically because many components are plastic and it is necessary from an environment point of view that these packages are reusable. So once the customer utilizes the material for filling his goods and sends it to the user, they are in a position to use the chemical inside, and then these containers go for a recycle wherein they get washed and then they go to the secondary market. So it is, these chemical industry will probably use it about 3 to 4 times at least before they get into a cycle where they will probably cut it, grind it, and use a recycled product for making some other, where the form and shape is changed. But overall, industrial packaging normally goes for a recycling requirement where their service lives are very good. In some of the products like IBCs, etc., we ourselves have invested into models where we are able to enhance the service life of these IBCs, wherein we offer to the customers to change the inner containers time and again so that their service life can increase. So the reusability is definitely a desirable aspect of the businesses that we are in.
Okay. So this 16% volume growth is over and above the recycled ones which are used by the industry.
Okay. That's right, exactly.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vinit Thanvi from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi team, thanks for adding me to the panel.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Can you please be a little louder?
Just one sec. Can you hear me now?
Little better.
Yep, sorry for that. So I have a couple of questions over here.
Yeah.
The first one is with respect, like as you said, we have a robust order book in PE pipes. Could you elaborate about the geographic distribution of these, like the orders which you have, and the types of projects we have, and also the time frame for this?
Okay.
If you can provide some light on this, please.
We manufacture pipe from 100 mm to 1,200 mm dia we do it. Pipe we manufacture in three regions, I can say. We do manufacturing in Silvassa, that is in western region. We do manufacturing in south region. We have a two plant. One is Hyderabad and second one is Govindipulti. And eastern region, we are manufacturing in Kolkata. So these are the four plant manufacturing. Now each of the plant is serving in that regions only. So as far as overall, certain times when the one plant has the overcapacity sold out, then we take the manufacturing at other location and serve to that customer. Order booking which we are taking, and in fact we do business, if you know about some part of this business is always doing with the EPC contractor. We don't do directly business with the government authorities. We have a 10-15 EPC contractor, large contractors
like L&T,
Indian Home Pipe, Voltas, JSW. There are like many companies are there who do the EPC contractor. So they are my customer. They take the contracts of the government and we supply from them. This is, I have a three products where we have order booking, you will see. Otherwise, most of the products is a recurring orders every month to month. We have an order book system in the LPG cylinders. We have a system in the CNG. Then there is the pipe business. Because in this business, people place the order and give the delivery schedule as per their progress of their site.
Okay, understood.
Next one.
The next one is like for the CNG cylinder. Is it possible for you to provide some light on the strategic initiatives and operational measures, like what you intend to implement in order to achieve the projected conversion rates?
No, no, I tell you. I think as far as CNG cylinder is concerned, there is a different kind of the various products combining put together. It's a composite product CNG, which is mainly various polymers, various glass fibers, carbon fibers, various other chemicals, all put together we make it. But as I mentioned to you, we do manufacturing cylinder, we prepare the complete, we manufacture complete cascade and supply to the gas distribution company. And gas distribution companies are the government gas distribution companies and private gas distribution. If you have gone through the policy of the government, which was in October 2020, you will find who will be my customer, all government companies, private gas distribution companies, who have allocated the gas station, they are opening the new gas station, like Mahanagar Gas Limited opening, Maharashtra Natural Gas opening, Adani Gas, they are opening the new gas station, and where they use this cascade, CNG cylinder type 4 cascade, for bringing the from mother station to filling station, they use that.
Understood. Okay. Okay, I think there were two questions from my side. Thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rupen Masalia from RN Associates. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a consistent performance. My question is, you know, currently company is in the process of developing composite heaters or geyser. So can you throw some more light on this particular product, and would company be venturing into a B2C segment, because the product itself is a consumer product? Yeah.
So I agree, Rupesh. I think you have done good. Thank you very much for your comments on this business. I tell you one thing. Our objective is very clear. We are in polymer and composite products. And this both the using this technology, we use injection blue extrusion and the composite technology we have. And we do development of the product to replace the metal to the polymer or composite to reduce the weight, high shelf life, long shelf life. And another thing you have seen the product to which we are talking as far as this composite fire extinguisher and the composite water heater which we are talking. This is the newer product which company has taken R&D. You know that we have a R&D team, 30 people working on this R&D and they develop the product. Now, why we chosen this product? Because this is a very huge potential is there and we are getting good inquiry. So I'm not restricting composite product development to restrict to the cylinders. We do some kind of the composite product for automotive sector also. We are already doing it between these. Going to the automotive sector, like EV vehicles we are doing, many other products we are doing it. We are working with the automotive industry. So our objective is very clear. Composite means does not restrict to the only cylinder. Any other products, wherever to the possible to become the product of lighter weight and long shelf life. So we found, now the business is concerned, you know that we have 92% business is B2B, 8% business is B2C, we are doing it already. So in this business also, we are not going to sell directly. We will appoint when the product, some kind of the export opportunities also we are aiming for the composite fire extinguisher. We are getting some inquiry. But yes, we know that any R&D product will take 6 to 12 months time for developing the products. So these are the products we thought market is very big and good uses of there. You and we know very well, if anything happens today, the metal fire extinguisher is very not very easy to carry. And people don't mind to pay the price for that. When it becomes lighter, everybody can handle it and they can use wherever required when the fire incident, anything happened. So looking to the products, looking to the market size, and we thought it's a two good product which we can reduce the weight almost, I tell you, the 30 to 35% will be the weight compared to the metal today, whatever product is there. So therefore, we took the product, we don't see whether it's a consumer product or industrial product. But again, you know that now composite water heater is an industrial product also. Many residential complexes, many offices which are coming, they are putting the water heater in their site. So it can be the commercial household also that people use it. But we are going to sell with the wholesaler distributor when the product will be finalized for that.
Right. It could be sort of a custom manufacturing sort of arrangements with certain OEs. I mean, that also cannot be ruled out at a later date.
Of course, cannot be ruled out. I mentioned because we know that our team took the item when I'm talking about CNG cylinder. Development was ongoing since last 5 years, but commercial has taken place in the last 2.5 years.
Right. That's really helpful, sir, and the best wishes for future.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rishi Kothari from PI Square Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity again, sir.
I think you missed something.
Yeah, sir. Actually, I got a question in the middle of the conversation that you were asking right now.
No.
I just want to understand our international business, how does it operate? As you said that we generally don't supply anything to that, we generally don't realize the revenue from the export market. So how exactly is the setup of the all foreign business that we operate in?
I will tell you this way. As you know that our expand team, our overseas revenue is around 37% of my total revenue we are getting in on the consolidation basis. Now, overseas we do manufacturing the packaging products, which is mainly IBC, plastic gums, jerrycans, and paste. These are the four products we count as a packaging product, which is 76% of our total revenue. Now, in overseas, I will tell you, we have divided three continents. Number one is the Middle East or MENA region. We have a manufacturing plant in Sharjah, Bahrain, Saudi, and Egypt. This we call as a MENA region, where we get around 30% of our total revenue we get from there, out of the overseas revenue. Then, in Southeast Asia, we have a manufacturing location in Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, and Taiwan. These are the five manufacturing locations we have in that country. And every country is manufacturing and supplying to the local customers only. Third one is the USA part, where we have a four manufacturing locations, Chicago, Houston, Iowa, which we are doing in the USA part, where we get around 20% revenue. So, if I count 100 rupees revenue I am getting from overseas, I get 30% from MENA region, 50% from Southeast Asia, and 20% from US part. These are the revenue contribution. We are not doing any export from India to the country because every country is manufacturing and supplying to the local customer. And we have gone there because if you have gone through my presentation, you have seen some of the multinational customers who have a presence in India. They have a manufacturing presence in our overseas countries also. So some customers are the common customers in India and overseas. But yes, pricing is different. Like I can give you some of the name like Dow Chemical, Gradient. These are some common of BASF. These are some common customers. We are catering in most of the countries. And another thing, if you have gone to my presentation, I tell you, we are the market leader in 9 countries out of the 10 countries overseas where we are present. We are not leader in USA because there are some other players are there. But other countries, most of the countries, we are leading and more than 55 to 60% market business we have.
Okay, got it.
And another thing, you see my earning presentation, these overseas business have also grown in the range of 15% and the EBITDA margins in the range of 13.9% somewhere.
Yeah, that also. And also, these are a wholly owned subsidiary of our company, right?
Pardon, please?
These are all 100% subsidiary
Again, I'm clarifying you, if you heard that. These are the 100% subsidiary, step-down subsidiary of Time Technoplast only in India, who owned 100%. And you heard, then somebody has asked me, and I have also given in my this statement in the beginning remarks, that company had agreed to sell 50% of the revenue of the Middle East part, which in terms of the value, in revenue part, I can say 175 crore business. Total business is around 350 crores in that region, and 50% revenue, around 175 crores, which we have agreed to disinvest 50% with the local partner in that region. That transaction, somebody has asked me, when it is Mr. Jatin, I remember, the Jatin Damani has asked me, so I told him it is going to be complete in the next 45 to 60 days time because transaction is ongoing, due diligence was ongoing since last 4-5 months. Now it is consummation will be over in this September somewhere.
Okay, and apart from that Middle East disinvestment, everything else is 100%.
Right? Oh, of course, it will continue. It will continue. Middle East we are doing because we thought some other opportunities for composite products will also be there in that Middle East region, considering the cylinders business and local. So we thought, okay, we'll have a local partners and we'll grow faster in that region, and the other products also will launch there. That is our main objective.
Okay, and apart from this, any other strategic plan that we are planning for disinvestment or more investment in the foreign market? So let's say this strategic investment of 50% disinvestment was on some core information that we decided to take upon. So any other thing that we are planning in the future?
Not now, nothing on the table, and we don't want, because we ourselves decided to grow 15% CAGR in the next 2 to 3 years' time. And let us have first should be debt-free. The future we can't say. Let's, if opportunity comes, we will do the valuation assessment, and we'll at that time we'll see and we'll update to all the investors. But as on today or near future, okay, 6 months, nothing is on the table.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for the answering the question.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Tushar Vasuja from UK Capital. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the follow-up opportunity. I have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Can you provide your realization and EBITDA per unit for IBC?
Especially separate IBC EBITDA is not workable. In fact, I tell you, because each and every item of the IBC product we manufacture in-house, in captive. We don't depend on the outsider. And you know, the IBC is the mixer of the inner container, then the combined horizontal vertical pipes, and so many other plastic articles. But as I mentioned to you, EBITDA working we normally do in the packaging product in the range of 12 to 14% we do. But these items come on the building product, so little higher is there, because we most of the item we do manufacturing around. And again, IBC we do in India, IBC do overseas also, put together. If you ask me the combined EBITDA margin, maybe in the range of 12 to 15%.
Okay, sir. And I know you don't give segmental margins, but again, what sort of margins do you get from your metal drum segment?
Pardon, please? Metal drum is a business only. We have a very small business. Why we have kept it? You know that certain time we have seen the grocery and general store. Everybody keep the braids and butter. They earn hardly 2 to 3%, 4%, but they have to keep it because they want to sell the other products, then only the customer will buy. So this metal product, why we have kept it, is a strategical investment we did, and where the Time Techno is a 49% partner, 51% is the international company, Mauser is on that company. If you ask me very frankly, we have kept that product because we ourselves, you know that, we do polymer products. With the replacement that taken place in the last 30 years, 60% replacement has taken place from metal drum to polymer drum. Now, but we would like to continue the metal drum, because any customer comes to a shop, he has a certain products which they cannot use the polymer drum, 10-15% product chemical and certain products which they need the steel drums. So we used to supply them. We don't allow to our customer go to the other shop, there we are continuing in the steel drum. But if you ask me the EBITDA margin, in the range of hardly 5 to 6%. But I tell you, in steel drum, the gearing is high. Gearing is high. If you invest 1 rupee, the gearing is 5 rupees.
Okay, sir. And so my next question is, you mentioned quite a bit that you're doing a capex for your CNG plant. But have you been doing any capex for your LPG?
I can say, if you today, some small capex which already included in our regular maintenance and brownfield expansion, because I have a highest range. We are the only company in the world who have a 2 kg cylinders to 2 liters to 26 liter cylinders we have. Even 47 liters we do, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So various highest range we have. So based on our customer requirement, country requirement, we do certain development, but all cost is included in my maintenance capex of 75 to 80 crores a year. Specific, if you are asking me question for expansion in LPG, as far as FY25 is concerned, answer is no. But if you ask me next year, definitely looking to the demand, looking to the response which we are getting in LPG cylinder, my answer is yes. because we have a good, this year we are keeping ourselves target to create awareness. And that awareness, you know that we are supplying cylinder to Indian Oil Corporation, IOCL India, whose supply is going the various states of the India. So they are also getting good response. So we have joined together, create the initiative, create the awareness between the people. This type of the composite cylinders are available in the market, available with the distributors. It has a light weight and they can see the gas exposure proof. These are the major advantage. People don't mind to pay the higher value for the safe of the life. So therefore, you know, the product name itself is a safe, life safe is the name of the product.
Okay, so sir, what's your operational capacity right now after all the brownfield and minor expansion?
You are asking me LPG?
Yes, LPG.
Oh, I am full utilization. Almost I am doing 90-95% utilization is there. I don't have a spare capacity available.
No, sir, I am asking about your operational capacity. How much total capacity do you guys have?
I tell you, we have a manufacturing. If I do the different size, one size of cylinder, we can manufacture 1.4 million, 14 lakh cylinder in a year. For the single size, but you know that every country has different requirement. Like in India, we are supplying 10 kg. Certain countries, we are supplying 47 kg. Certain countries, 2 kg, 5 kg. So all put together, maximum we can do the 1.1 million or 1.2 million cylinder because we have to change the model and molding capacity. So in terms of the revenue, it is easy to understand. We can do the revenue of around 230 to 240 crores. From this LPG cylinder business. Another thing I have mentioned last time also, same LPG line, we have a developed, we have products available for the oxygen cylinder also we have developed, 6.8 liters we have already developed in oxygen cylinders.
Okay sir, I have a follow up on this and please correct me if I am wrong. But you have mentioned the same capacity quite a few times in previous calls also. So what is the brownfield expansion that you're talking about actually doing over here? Because the operational and actual capacities seem the same.
No, no, I tell you. Brownfield expansion means I expand you other way. For example, I have a one plant in Daman where my utilization is almost existing machine capacity is 90%. And I have to increase one more machine there for the packaging products. That is called the brownfield expansion, not a new location something. Another thing, as I mentioned to you, automation, re-engineering, you know that. It's a, every time labor cost is increasing. I have to maintain my labor cost. I have to maintain my EBITDA margin. So some kind of the automation, re-engineering of the machine to increase the productivity, to reduce the labor cost, manpower cost, we need to do. Therefore, and you know that almost now we are 30 years old company. So looking to that size, certain life of the every product machines we have, the maximum what we can do the packaging machines, blow molding machines, 15 years, 20 years, then I have to replace or I have to replace some of the key components of the machine. Similarly, in the molds also, certain times, life of the every mold cycle times, you can take a 1 million pieces, 2 million pieces. If we don't change the tool, then the cycle time will increase, then cost of the manufacturing will increase. So that I mentioned to you, looking to the size of the companies, looking to the fixed assets we have, maintenance capex of 75 to 80 crores every year will be there. You know the my depreciation amount, I explain in other way. 50% of the depreciation amount will be required to maintain the capacity, to maintain the cost of the per kg packaging, or per product packaging for that.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry to take more of your time. I have one last question.
No, it's okay. If you want to understand, I'm very happy to explain you.
So I have just one last question. What is the execution timeline for your CNG order book?
I tell you again, every person who gives the order, because he has been allotted the site for the filling station new, then they come out with the tender, they give the order, they finalize L1, L2, whatever is the finalized. Then after 6 to 8 months, they give us the time for the execution, depending on their vehicle delivery, depending on their completion size, etc. But normally 6 to 8 months people give.
Okay, so the order book that you have will be executed in 6 to 8 months?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That answers all of my questions. Thank you for being so patient, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will have our last question from the line of Viren Nankarnani from Hathway Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good set of numbers.
Yeah, thank you, Vinay. Vinay Hathway Investment, that is our Raheja Group. Right, Vinay?
No,
sir.
Is that?
That I think was 100 crore
sorry,
order.
Sorry, Mr. Vinay. Can you please go ahead?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, Vinay.
Yeah, I'm saying in sometime 2 years back, we had a Tesla power order for the NED battery energy systems. Any repeat order from them after that?
No. You are right. I think you are asking 2 years back something. You know that Hathway has a good plant in India. Hathway, Hathway is your company name. Tesla is a, there was some confusion. Elon Musk Tesla, which is in automotive sectors. This Tesla, another was in battery segment. We had a large plan in India to, I think initially they had
lease
out the batteries to the people. But in the last 2 years, there is so many changes and the parent company from USA, considering the situation in global situation, they withdrew their investment plan. And we have already business, whatever we did business with them, we got that money. And then after we have not received any order. But then also we are also what focusing in the last, I can say, 2-3 years, we are developing mainly on the solar batteries, which is a good demand, railway signal batteries, good demand is there, then other industrial batteries. And as you heard in the last question that e-rickshaw batteries, low maintenance batteries, we are developing it. So Hathway Investment, I think their parent company itself has withdrawn their investment plan. They have a large initial plan for the give the lease out batteries. But looking at the new companies are coming, new models are coming, they have also withdrawn their plan.
Okay. The next question is from this, the oxygen field that got approval for last March. Any development on that? Have you got?
Yeah, I think Raghu will explain to you because we have a limited capacity of LPG cylinders, so we are not supplying. But I think we have now, in principle, we have decided some of the orders are in hand and we are going to execute this year. But again, whether I make LPG cylinder or make the oxygen cylinder same, but as customer demand is there, so we are going to manufacture and we are going to supply some quantity in the next, I guess, 2-3 months time to the customer. We have orders, we have approval, that is not a problem at all.
And is the LPG cylinder, CNG cylinder, and not LPG cylinder and oxygen cylinder margins different or they are the same?
No, as I mentioned, I can say we have mentioned composite products, we work margin, we should get our reasonable margin you can understand when I mentioned to you our other products margin in the range of 12-14%. Composite products where the technology involvement is there, with so many capex are there. Therefore, we consider reasonable margin, which is around 18%.
Okay. Sure. Thanks, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vinay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be the last question for today. And I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So, Abhijit, thank you very much and thank you to all my valued investors, existing and prospective, to listening to management conversation. If anybody has left any queries there, we have an investor and this thing, IR agencies, numbers we have provided back of our learning presentation, so they can contact and they can get their clarification. Once again, thank you very much and thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kaviraj Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.